Unlike Pennsylvania, Wisconsin hospitals do not reveal how many infections occur, whether in surgery or during other procedures. This frustrates Liz Harris. She's a Wauwatosa woman who personally knows two people who came down with infections while hospitalized.
Nobody seems to have accurate records of hospital infection rates. I mean, I've tried to find out, you know, through different state agencies and local agencies, and nobody really has anything that's discernible to a, you know, a layperson.
Harris's aunt got an infection while hospitalized for heart surgery, and a diabetic friend became infected after having an operation on her ankle. Both had so-called superbug infections, the kind that are resistant and hard to treat with antibiotics. Currently, 50 hospitals in Wisconsin are posting information on what they do to prevent infections during surgery. It appears on a website called Checkpoint, an effort supported by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Dana Richardson is the association's vice president for quality.
So we know based on evidence that if you give the first antibiotic within 1 hour of when you make an incision, that it's more effective.
Along with the timing of antibiotics, hospitals also have to be careful not to overuse them. There's been a growing concern it promotes bacteria that's hard to treat. National groups like the Consumers Union say reporting infection rates will help spark competition that will improve hospital conditions. They argue staff would be more diligent about washing their hands and sanitizing equipment. Lisa McGifford directs StopHospitalInfections.org, a project of the Consumers Union.
It will motivate hospitals to do better because they don't really know how much better they are at preventing infections than, say, the hospital down the street. They really don't have that information themselves.
Some states have laws requiring hospitals to reveal infection rates. Wisconsin does not. Harris thinks it should, especially since many consumers are being encouraged to shop around for health care.
We in America, we in Wisconsin, have access to top-notch health care, but it's hard to make informed choices. That's one of my frustrations with how the system works.
Chris Quorum agrees. He's with the Wisconsin Collaborative for Healthcare Quality. He says insurance companies and consumer groups have pushed for transparency. The sticking point among hospitals has been how to present infection rates reliably and accurately. Also problematic is pinpointing whether the hospital is to blame.
Is it fair to attribute to a hospital an infection because of its own care or care processes, or is it something that was an underlying condition that the patient presented with? I think those are all issues that can be resolved in a thoughtful way with careful attention to measurement considerations.
Only 15 states currently track hospital infection rates. Many have different rules on what they disclose and how they do it. Shemeen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.